This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We have Jacob deGrom in action out there in Peoria where the Rangers are taking on the Mariners. He has he's pitched three innings so far, three hits, struck out two guys, did give up one earned run. Was that a dong, Chief?
Yeah, solo dong.
So the solo dong, but he's still pitching here in the fourth inning. The pitch count for our hero. We'll have those results in a chat with Jared Sandler when this game goes final here, maybe in an hour and a half or so. Because joining us now is a voice that longtime fan listeners are familiar with, Ari Temkin, joining us now with TuneIn, Big 12 expert among other things, and he joins us now to talk tournament. Good afternoon, Ari. How the heck are you, buddy?
What's up, General? Guys, how are you?
We're doing great. You know, I'm making a bracket here. Should I go with all number one seeds in the final four? What would you think of that strategy this go around?
You know, normally I would say, no, that's not the right strategy because it's literally only happened once. And I think we're in a stretch now of a decade plus of at least a four seed or less or higher getting into the final four. But I would say this year it does seem like that could be the right play, you know, because I look at this bracket, I see upsets. I like UC San Diego in the first round. Like, there's some other upsets that I like. But, like, I've got Houston playing Alabama in the Elite Eight. That's one versus two. I've got Duke going to the Elite Eight. I think, like, of all the years that this could happen, it could happen. And, you know, I mean, if you like history here, the last time it did happen, the only time it's happened was 2008, and it was in San Antonio when my Jayhawks won the national title. So, let's hope that happens again, though they're not a number one seed this year, so that'd be difficult. But yeah, the last time all four ones were in it, it was 2008 in San Antonio. Here we are in 25 in San Antonio again. So it could happen. And again, I think like the four best teams in college basketball all season long have been those four teams. The question now remains, like with an Auburn or with some of these other teams that have been so good all year, is have they already hit their ceiling?
Who seems most vulnerable, speaking of that, the one seeds that might be primed for a letdown here?
I mean, I love Houston. I mean, I think Houston is the best team in college basketball. I mean, it's a dynamic defense, and they have been under Calvin Sampson. They've got four guys shooting at least 40% from three. Like, there's so many ways that they can beat you. But they've got Gonzaga in the second round, and KenPom, the almighty KenPom, has Gonzaga as a top 10 team in his rankings, overall efficiency rankings, which is insanity to think that they're an eight seed. So, like, that to me is the game that whoever wins that game, I do think it'd be Houston, but Gonzaga wins, I think they're a Final Four team. So, and Gonzaga's working on a decade plus straight of being in the Sweet 16. But also Auburn, like, I feel like Auburn is a team, as I mentioned earlier, like, have they already hit their ceiling? And, like, they've got some really, really tough matchups, too, across the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight potentially, and even in the round of 32. Their bracket is the toughest. So like Houston's second round matchup to me is a toughie because I think whoever wins that game is going to be a Final Four team out of that region. But Auburn, again, the question is, have they already played their best basketball? And then two, like, their bracket is tough. Their region is tough. I see a lot of potential slip-ups for them.
Ari, who else do you like in the Big 12 to maybe make a run here? Iowa State getting some love, Texas Tech and the Red Raiders getting some love. Who do you like out of those two?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, so we're talking about teams that have some injuries here, and, you know, how well can you overcome some of these injuries? So, like, Iowa State, you mentioned. You know, Iowa State's going to be without Keyshawn Gilbert, who's arguably their best playmaker. And, you know, going back to the same topic we talked about earlier, which is, like, have you already played your best basketball? I think that's the most important identifier of tournament, of bracket success. Like, have you – you can find teams that have topped out, and the expectation that they would get back to that is really tough. So you have to look at teams that, like, have the potential to still be really good but haven't really hit their ceiling yet. And Iowa State, to me, is a team that's probably hit their ceiling. And they lost Taman Lipsey during the Big 12 tournament. Now, he's played through a lot, but without Keyshawn Gilbert, and he's going to miss the tournament – like, that's too big of a loss for me to count on them to be a Final Four team. Texas Tech is my answer to your question. Now, they are also dealing with some issues or injuries. You know, Chance McMillan, who's been one of their best perimeter players, he missed the Big 12 tournament. So, too, did Darion Williams, who's also been a really huge piece. I mean, this is a guy that scored 20, 30-point games for Tech this year. But still, despite that, those guys are going to be available for the tournament. And, like, I love Tech. Like, this is another team that shoots lights out from three. They've got three, four guys that can shoot threes, especially if McMillan and Williams are healthy and available. And then they have the Big 12 Player of the Year and JT Toppin on the inside, who's an absolute monster. So, like, when you look for ingredients of, like, who's a good three-point shooting team but isn't so reliant on three-point shooting, that would be Texas Tech and Houston to me. BYU is another one, but the problem with them is they're very reliant on three-point shooting. Mm. But I love, like, their coach, Kevin Young, is awesome. He was next in line to become an NBA coach. He actually turned down the Nets job a couple of years ago, and he's part of the LDS Church, which is the reason he took the job at BYU. And, like, you watch them, they run sets like an NBA team. But again, you know, not a great defensive team. They're a high-volume three-point shooting team, so that's a tough bet when you're talking about a one-game sample where, like, against Houston in the Big 12 championship game, like, they went cold. And when that happens, it's tough to think that they can win, you know, a few games to get to a Final Four.
Hey, Ari, I got to ask you this question. I need an identity of the team from Yale. Give me Yale.
Well, you know what that identity is.
Give me the identity of Yale and how they're gonna fare in this tournament.
I mean, you know what the Yale identity is, right? Like, you just, I mean, and what's
gritty, tough. Happy. What else we got?
Right.
What are the other ones?
So funny.
Smart.
It's so funny you brought this up too, because, like, one of my favorite parts of the selection show every year.
Yeah, it's
is
gritty,
no matter
tough.
Who wins. Yeah. Whoever wins the Ivy League, yeah. They always get love from the selection
sure.
show, or like.
Yeah.
You know, the pundits that are like,
yeah.
Oh, really good team, really deep,
yeah.
Gritty, four-year players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, Princeton, Harvard, Yale, whatever. They're all the same, and they're all going to go far in the tournament.
No, but this – seriously, in this Yale team, I mean, I'm kind of being a little serious. This team is, like, they're pretty good for a – and then we've seen – Ivy teams before. I mean, we've seen, like, Princeton back in the day and against UCLA and other, you know, people like that. But is there a team? Okay, is there a sleeper kind of team that's going to make some noise? Like,
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
A Yale or somebody in that kind of ilk?
Well, so Yale is interesting because from the standpoint of draw, like they got A&M. And
right.
A&M has had some really high highs and some really low lows this year.
Right.
So like they lost early in the season to a UCF team that just completely fell off the map in the Big 12 this year. When UCF beat Texas A&M, it was like, oh, wow, that could be a legitimate team.
Yeah.
You know, they blew the 20-some point lead to Texas this year and lost a game. So, like, I could totally see that with Yale just based on, like, anytime you see teams that are like that in the course of a season, like, that's you want to avoid that. The one team, though, that, you know, everybody seems to love and a team that I'm certainly picking would be UC San Diego.
Yeah.
That's a 12-5 upset that a lot of people have in that same region brought us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, they kind of, like, that's a team that plays together. Like, they're sort of like the antithesis of what you'd expect out of a 2025 mid-major, right? Because in modern college athletics,
Everybody
just assumes that like all of the big bad boy programs are just, they're taking all the best players from the lesser programs. And then here's a UC San Diego team that's got a good group. It's been together. They do have some transfers that transferred up from the D2 level.
Yeah.
They shoot lights out. They defend well. So I do like UC San Diego to potentially make a run. High Point is another team that kind of falls in that same category. They're playing Purdue in the first round. I think they win that game. And then they get Clemson and McNeese. You know, McNeese State's coach, Will Wade, has basically just said that he's leaving.
He is. North Carolina State? Where's he going?
Yeah.
Back to LSU, I hope.
He did the classic, like, hey, are you interested in the NC State job? And he said, yes.
Yeah.
Normally, that's, no, I'm focused on that. He was like, no, totally. Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah. Absolutely is in.
West Virginia's had a bad week.
Yeah, they have. They've had a bad few years. I mean, so Ren Baker is their athletic director, and he that should be a name familiar with a lot, you know, your listeners, because he went to West Virginia from North Texas. And, I mean, he took over. We went through the timeline here. He took over in 2023, and at that point, a women's basketball coach had just been hired. She stays for 1 year and then leaves to take the job at Minnesota. So he's got to hire a new women's basketball coach. Right around the same time, Bob Huggins.
Huggy was doing stuff.
He went on the radio and made some disparaging comments about Catholics, being talking about Xavier and Cincinnati. That put him in hot water. And then he went and got drunk and thought he was in Pittsburgh when he was in Cincinnati. And so he was arrested and then fired. They elevate Josh Eilert, who to the interim coach last season. They win 9 basketball games. And then they hire Darren DeVries from Drake, who brought his son over, and they had a spectacular season this year. Tucker DeVries was basically their best player. He missed basically the entire conference slate. They started off Big 12 play without Tucker getting a win at Allen Fieldhouse, which is something that doesn't happen very often. And I mean, we're basically, as has been discussed ad nauseum this week, we're probably should have been a tournament team without Tucker DeVries. And now here's year 4 where they're looking for another new basketball coach. So 4 new basketball coaches in 4 years. This also on the heels of Randy Mazey, their baseball coach, retiring after last season. So he had to hire a new basketball coach. So he hired
football
a new football
too.
Coach.
Rich Rod,
yeah,
right?
Rich Rod. He brought Rich Rod back after giving Neil Brown an extension after his first year. So Ren Baker, our guy Ren Baker, has had to hire a women's basketball coach, 2 men's basketball coaches, a football coach, and a baseball coach in 3 years.
Yeah. That's great. Is the SEC now officially a basketball? I mean, are they number 1 now in basketball? Have they taken that torch?
Well, what do you think, Broadus? Is that the SEC? Is that the
identity? I mean, SEC is we just care more. We want it more. What's our motto? What do we love it more? What do you say in the SEC?
It means more.
Yeah, it means more. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you have all the money and now you can reinvest it, the biggest mistake that the Big 12 made was they got a new deal with ESPN that put many of their basketball games on ESPN Plus.
Oh.
And what that allowed for was many more windows for the ESPN to feature SEC basketball. And that's what we've seen. Big 12 basketball used to be plastered all over the main channels on ESPN on Saturdays and through the week. And now you don't find them. Now you find SEC basketball. So I think, and that's been going on for multiple years now. So this has kind of started to build over the course of multiple years. And then, of course, I mean, you add the fact that, you know, the TV revenue that the SEC and the Big Ten are getting relative to the Big 12 and the ACC is twice as much every year, and that compounds. So you now have more money to invest back in your football program. You've got more money to invest in basketball. They have more money than they know what to do with, and so of course they're going to invest in basketball. So, yeah, I think in some ways it has. Now, with that being said, last year the Big 12, from a record standpoint, was the second best non-conference winning percentage of all time, next to the 1997 ACC season, and 2025 SEC has bested 2024 Big 12. You go back and look, and 2024 Big 12 did not have great output in the tournament. What's the reason for that? Is it related to it? I don't know. I don't think so. But I think we look at these conferences and look at their non-conference schedule, and then we think that that means so much. And the reality is, like, it doesn't mean much. They stopped playing these non-conference games in December. These are completely different teams. So, like, that's not to say the SEC isn't great. It is. It's got a lot of great teams and great players and great coaches, but it doesn't mean you should pick, you know, all SEC teams to go far because they played a better conference. Like, that stuff doesn't really matter as much. Here's another one. Like, I like New Mexico, but crazy stat for you. Mountain West teams in the tournament are 2-32 straight up, when they're 10 seeds or lower. Every Mountain West team, there's five of them in the tournament this year, they're all double-digit seeds. So they're 2-32, including last night's loss where they were blasted by North Carolina. So they're 2-32 straight up. Does that mean, again, you should constantly pick against double-digit Mountain West teams? Probably, but I do like New Mexico this year.
Ari Temkin, absolutely dropping knowledge here on you on the fan. Before we go, who do you like tonight, Longhorns and Xavier?
I do like Texas here. I just think overall they've got the better talent. And, you know, we saw last night how much that can mean. So I like Texas here. I also think, like, the fact that North Carolina was told for a week that they shouldn't be here
right. Played
into it. And I think Texas is still in the same thing.
Love it, Ari. Enjoy the tournament. We'll catch up with you soon.
Take care, guys. Be well.
Used to. Ari Temkin here with you in the G-Bag Nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.